So to start our journey, we're going to have to start with definitions and really just getting our head and hearts around what is shame. What's the definition? How does it work? How does it play out in our lives? How does it show up in who we are? I think one of the best ways to talk about what shame is to talk about what it isn't and hold it up against some of the more common things that we experience and feel. So where I want to start is to talk about the difference between shame and guilt. I think this is key. Shame is a sense that we are bad, that there's something about us, something we've done or failed to do, that makes us unworthy of love, of acceptance, of belonging. Guilt is not a focus on who we are, but a focus on something we've done. So the way I like to talk about it is shame is I am bad. Guilt is I did something bad. Shame is a focus on self. Guilt is a focus on behavior. So let me give you an example. This is actually an example from a journal article written by Tangney and Deering. These are my colleagues in the shame world. They're researchers who look at what we call self-conscious affect. And let me break that down. Self-conscious, we all know that. And affect is emotion. So these are some of my colleagues who study the emotions that make us really reflect back on ourselves. And so you go out on a Thursday night and you get hammered. I mean, you drink way too much. You wake up Friday morning hungover. It's late. You realize you've slept through your alarm. You miss an important meeting. You get to work and your self-talk is, the way that you talk to yourself is, God, I'm such an idiot. I'm such a loser. I'm just an idiot. In that example, the focus is on self. I'm stupid. I'm a loser. I'm an idiot. That's shame. Shame is I am bad. Same situation, hungover, sleep through your meeting, get to work. But this time your self-talk is, I can't believe I did that. That was a really stupid thing to do. This time the focus is not on self, but on behavior. I did something that doesn't fit with who I want to be. And so shame is I am bad. Guilt is I did something bad. And one of the examples I use every time I talk about shame and guilt, because I think it really hits us in the gut, is I often ask people, if you did something that was hurtful, how many of you would be willing to say, I'm sorry, I made a mistake? And generally, that's all of us. All of us are willing to say, gosh, I screwed that up. I'm sorry. I made a mistake. Shame is not, I'm sorry, I made a mistake. Shame is, I am a mistake. Shame is not, I did something that makes me feel uncomfortable because it's not aligned with who I want to be. Shame is, there's something profoundly, deeply wrong with who I am. And the reason why this difference is so important for us to get our heads and hearts around is because the outcomes around shame and guilt are profoundly different. Shame is highly correlated with addiction, depression, eating disorders, suicide, violence, where guilt is inversely related to these things, meaning the better able we are to separate who we are from our behaviors, the less likely we are to experience these really dangerous outcomes. So shame and guilt, and we're going to talk about this a lot. So if you're still kind of struggling with it a little bit, completely normal. It is, in my opinion, very counterculture to the way most of us were raised. There's some tension when we start to think about the differences between shame and guilt, because most of us are thinking, or at least I'm certainly thinking, I was raised with a lot of shame. I don't think there was a lot of distinctions made between who I am and what I did. I'm 46, and I would say that if you're my age or anywhere around my age, that's probably true for all of you listening. I think if we look back at shame intergenerationally, what we'll find is our grandparents used it probably more heavily than our parents did. Hopefully, we're using it less than our parents, but it is a part of the culture and a part of the culture that we're just now developing awareness around. And so most of us were raised with a healthy dose of rather than hearing, hey, you're a really good girl who made bad choices, a lot of us were raised with the old, you know, bad girl, bad boy kind of thing. And so that's part of our resilience journey, is trying to figure out what belonged to us and what was really about our behavior.